In January of 2013, Walmart announced intentions to buy $50 billion in U.S. products in 10 years in an effort to grow U.S. manufacturing and encourage the creation of U.S. jobs. In an effort to honor this commitment, Walmart hosted its first ever Made in USA open call event in Bentonville yesterday. More than 500 suppliers from across the country participated in more than 800 meetings during the course of the day. The event began yesterday morning with guests listening to remarks from Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe, as well as Bill Simon, President and CEO of Walmart U.S.
For the first time in a generation or more, there's an opportunity for us to make products closer to the point of consumption. It is more efficient to do that, and it is more effective to do that, and that's really what this is about. We made a commitment to buy an additional $250 billion in U.S. manufactured products over the next 10 years, an additional $250 billion. We already buy about two-thirds of what we buy and sell in the, is already made or assembled or grown here in the U.S. And it's not just a program. It can't work if it's just a program. It has to work because it will work because it is an economic reality. And we're seeing the numbers swing in that direction, and you'll hear a little bit more about that today. When we buy your products, we're helping the economy, we're helping our customer, we're creating jobs, we're building communities, and we're building and rebuilding our country.
According to Walmart's website, the company will meet its goal of investing in more U.S.-made products by increasing what the company already buys of U.S.-manufactured goods, sourcing new-to-Walmart manufactured goods, and reshoring the manufacturing of goods Walmart currently buys. During yesterday's morning meeting, Michelle Gleckler, Executive Vice President of Consumables and U.S. Manufacturing, offered an example of how reshoring efforts have already proved beneficial.
The towels and some of the towels are up here displayed. We've seen when we reshored the towels, so they were made somewhere else. They're now made in Griffin, Georgia. We have better sales and we have lower inventory. That's a big benefit if you work for Dunkin' McNaughton. In addition, other things that we've seen, other benefits, savings. One of our suppliers we collaborated with, and we realized that about $7 million annually could be saved in freight if we assembled the goods closer to where we're selling them. And I'll go into a little more about the characteristics of what things make economic sense, but I want to talk to you about something else, and it's really important in today's retail environment, and that's speed. Sometimes customers just get onto something and they want what they want and they want it now. Let me tell you, if it's made here, you can get it faster. And that means we can delight more customers.
Throughout the course of the day, potential suppliers were able to participate in educational sessions that covered topics like labeling and packaging, financing, sustainability, and product compliance. Of course, the highlight for many suppliers was likely the chance to have a 30-minute meeting with merchants about their products. More than 175 buyers attended yesterday's open call event. In a conference call with reporters late yesterday afternoon, Michelle Gleckler said merchants listened to pitches from more than 500 suppliers, and about half of them were people who have never worked with Walmart. One of those suppliers was John Cundy, a Detroit, Michigan resident who creates a product called Trash Ease. He describes his product as a portable, reusable trash bag holder. The product is constructed from metal bent into a shape that will clip onto a counter or table and will hold a 13-gallon trash bag. Cundy said he came up with the idea for the product a few years ago.
3 years ago, I was at a track meet, and after the meet, the parents clean up the bleachers and the area around the track. And there was bottles and garbage all over the bleachers, and I'm thinking, kind of, how can I not do this again? So kind of with my job, I work at one of the big three in Detroit. I'm a sculptor. I make cars out of clay. We got our tools that we use in the job. I have a wire bending tool that I actually use to create the shape that we're using for the garbage, for the portable garbage can.
Cundy said he has the capability to manufacture 1 million products annually. 2 years ago, he said his company sold 5,000 units. Last year, that number increased to 20,000. And so far this year, he's sold 42,000 units. Yesterday, Walmart committed to purchasing 50,000 units, which Cundy said is more than double his largest order.
I got the biggest order of my life It was an amazing moment. It was just, I was actually, people, I'm sure they saw me walking around about 2 feet off the ground the last hour and a half. It's been actually just a spectacular day.
Michelle Gleckler, Executive Vice President of Consumables and U.S. Manufacturing, said another product that intrigued buyers was a taco plate. She said buyers committed to purchasing 1 million units of this product. Items that were presented to merchants throughout the day included toys, home goods, and paper products. Because meetings were still occurring during yesterday's phone conference, Gleckler didn't have a final count of how many suppliers were able to sell their products. She said it would take a few days to get official numbers. However, Gleckler did say that because these products are created in the U.S., some of them could hit the shelves within the next 2 months.
Basically, if the goods are finished right now, we could have them in the store for a feature probably in the next 60 days. It really depends on what the capacity of the supplier and the factory would be. But because they're made here, I would say you'll see many of these products in stores before the holiday season, which was really the goal of hosting this here in July.
Gleckler noted that Walmart.com buyers attended yesterday's event as well, so items they purchased could be ready in less time than the 60 days she cited for stores. To make sure items in stores are recognized as a product manufactured in the U.S., Gleckler said they are working with suppliers to include that information on their packaging. Online shoppers can find U.S.-made goods by visiting walmart.com/AmericanJobs. For more information on John Cundy's product, visit TrashEase.com. This is Ozarks at Large.